All right, it's the rundown. It's Monday. It is Thanksgiving week. So what, the 23rd?
What's the score? 19th.
Brought to you by SeatGeek. Use the code RUNDOWN to get $10 off your first ticket order. Everything's going right now. You got college football still going. You got the NFL going. You got NBA going. You got NHL going. I saw somebody say it's the best week of sports of the year. I don't know what the heck that means. That's crazy.
It's a big one, though. I agree. It's not the best week, but
no, I think it's
football
the best
really
week.
Starts to dial in.
I mean, Mark Madness was two weeks.
Yeah, I would agree with that. But
there's also like a Breeders' Cup, whatever.
Do you have a final on that game?
No. We got action clearly going on. It's Action City. I got murdered last week.
You're in a real bad spot, right?
Oh, I'm probably.
Well, it's
worst.
A new week. I mean, it's paying a lot, but yeah, it's a new week.
I'm definitely in the worst.
Yeah. Oh,
what game are you
we got the Gulf Coast Showcase. University of Texas, San Antonio versus, who's they even playing?
UC Irvine.
And what you guys
the
I have plus 10 and a half.
Shout out to the Anteaters.
They just made a layup with 21 seconds left to get it to 9.
And it's 10 and a half?
Yeah.
So they're probably following it.
They bet it. Oh,
they let him fucking hit a layup.
9 seconds left.
Why was UC Irvine shooting a ball there?
That makes no sense.
Foul.
Fuck.
And so it's 11 right now?
Yeah.
And it's 10 and a half?
And they just, UC Irvine was up, they scored a layup, and then they fouled.
With 4 seconds
left? Yeah.
Are they in the bonus? Obviously.
All right. Sorry. I didn't mean to derail it.
That's crazy.
Who fouls? Who shoots?
Double.
How can you slap?
How can she slap?
Made
it's
a free
over.
Throw.
Yeah. SeatGeek rundown. Use the promo code rundown. All right. NFL action. Dan, congrats. Big win for you. One of the biggest Bears victories.
Dude, the Bears are good.
I believe when
I saw Eddie Mo Bamba.
Bears beat the Vikings. We got a little Mo Bamba on right now for that Bears fan who got beat up in Wrigleyville by the Vikings fan. Kirk Cousins, your little pipsqueak. Why'd you open your mouth?
When I saw that clip and he was like, Bears are in first place, I was like, wait, for real? And I see they're 7-3.
They're the third best team in the NFC.
Yeah. I'm so mad because usually we're like kind of hand in hand with our team sucking and yours is just fucking good now, dude.
Listen, the defense is unreal. I think Mitch is going to be good. He definitely has like a little heart attack. Good.
Marty's not in a good spot.
The Mitch is like, he's got that heart attack, which is like almost, it's perfect Bears quarterback. Like, we don't know.
Plus, dude, that's as good as it gets right now. Like, if your quarterback is like, oh, he scares me sometimes, that's a good one.
I mean, that's how the whole thing was built. It's like, you got your rookie quarterback, and you're trying to, you know, build the defense around
him. Do you like Nagy?
I do. I think he's good. I think.
We got to get them BU shirts.
Andy Reid is, like, if you actually look at Andy Reid's coaching tree, he's got some good guys in his coaching tree.
I like
he's
Nagy
a good
so
coach.
Far.
Yeah.
And I will say.
That wink to the kicker?
To the kicker.
That was like, that's a big time coach wink.
The only thing about that, I don't like, that move when people try to do that, the kicker, like, it don't matter for the kicker. Like, the kicker is either hit, like, the kicker is.
Hit it or miss it.
Yeah.
When he crossed himself up, I was like, oh, God.
But I do think if he hit it and you winked, it now becomes a thing.
I had the over and needed that field goal very bad.
That came out of nowhere. But yeah, the Bears, I mean. I think they're going to lose to the Lions because that will be like, I'm always just waiting for,
you predicted
can't have
a couple
nice
weeks
things.
Ago.
Yeah, because, I mean, the NFL fucked them. 56-hour turnaround to then go to Detroit and have to play.
Eddie was whining
about
that.
Oh, yeah, I mean, it's a conspiracy against the Bears. They want Aaron Rodgers to fucking succeed.
That was the other thing when I was with Eddie and White Sox Dave. I mean, you guys weren't playing the Packers, but they were talking like literally Aaron Rodgers ready to jump out of a closet.
It's forever in our minds.
It's like we just go watch
when people, you know how like people always are like, oh, Aaron Rodgers living rent-free in your head. I'm like, so?
Yeah.
No
fucking
fuck him. Like, I don't care.
The thing I'd say about the Bears, which I'd like if I was a Bears fan, it's not like they're a poor man's version of the Saints or the Rams. They're a wildly
totally different team.
But the Saints defense has been playing great, too.
Yeah.
But I think they could beat the Rams.
It will be interesting. We play the Rams in 3 weeks.
Where?
Chicago.
Yeah. I think they win that game.
Yep.
Anything else in the NFL that we need to talk about?
Alex Smith. Breaking the fuck out of his leg. Yeah.
Steelers.
Is that it for him? 34 years old?
I feel like you don't come back from that. No.
Joe Theismann doesn't come back, but like nowadays.
I don't know.
Yeah, you come back. Modern medicine.
Get a 4-game suspension for doing some steroids, but who cares? You're back. He'll come back.
Fine. Yeah. Steelers look. I mean, that win, that killed the Jaguars.
Yep.
And Like, Big Ben sucks on the road, I feel like.
He specifically struggles with the Jets.
Right. And so for them to win that game, it was like, the Steelers, they're kind of putting something together there.
Don't forget the Jags are horrible.
Yeah, the Jags are. But that was also felt like the Jags' last stand on defense.
No, it was.
How was Pinky's feeling, man?
Oh, the Texans, yeah, 7 in a row.
Texans won 7 straight after Dan said he would
cut off my pinky.
Is that, like, literally since you said that they won 7? Probably,
yeah,
right?
Pretty much, yeah. So, I mean, the...
I think it's still safe, but it's funny.
In every show we do, I talk about this, whether it be Laces Out, whether it be, you know, Advisors This. I was mocked on a public scale when I kept saying, is it time to put Nick Foles in? I say it every week. It's like, Foles time? Foles time? And Eagles fans laugh like, oh, you're just trying to troll. At what point is it not trolling and he just stinks? Wentz. Like, the proof is in the pudding.
So I threw this out there to Roan, and I was wondering, is it Carson Wentz stinks or does Doug Peterson stink?
Something stinks.
Either way. Because
Frank Reich is doing pretty well in Indianapolis. He was the OC in Philadelphia last year.
I throw it out to Lane Johnson. Did they just have too much fun? he just wants to have that fun. Either way,
the Eagles look
horrible.
So bad. Biggest deficit.
That's also a testament to the Saints.
Yes,
but to me, that was more about how good the Saints are than how bad the Eagles are.
Well, the Eagles, I mean, lost at home the week before. The Eagles. Right.
Sean Payton is on a big-time fuck-you tour, and the fact that they lost to the Bucs week one is like one of those all-time. And barely beat the Browns week two.
But they are rolling right now.
You'd be talking undefeated season, probably.
8-0 against the spread since that.
All right, college football moving on. The Ohio State versus Maryland game, great game. I was on a plane for it. Bad pass ends it. Other than that, there wasn't much. West Virginia, I guess, losing a tough one. Oklahoma, you want to talk about Dan, a weird team. Oklahoma State, how did they lose to Baylor? 31-12, they lost to Kansas State.
I know.
They beat Texas.
They just play
well
at home.
West Virginia.
Yeah.
No, but they lost at home to Baylor. 31-12.
At night, sorry. Let me finish. At home at night.
I don't know.
At past 3:30.
That's the weirdest score of the year.
Yeah. It was a tough ending for West Virginia.
You don't play defense, and you're capable.
Oh
of going
my God!
Down
it was
Oklahoma.
It was a 7-on-7 drill going down for Oklahoma State, and then West Virginia almost scored. The story though, the weekend is Urban Meyer. Like, that was the greatest performance I've ever seen anyone.
I missed all. Mm-hmm.
It was Dave. Like, you should. I mean, you should figure out a way to rewatch it because it was. He was doing this every single time Maryland scored. He was going like this.
Right, because you can't just
and then going
suddenly.
Like this and then go.
But then all of a sudden jumping for joy, right?
Oh, yeah. Ohio State scored. It was back and forth the entire time.
We're going Jersey again to bet tonight. Do the Jersey because you got to be in Jersey to play Sugar House. So download the app. I got a blog coming on who I like, but they should 1,000% because it's a real prop that if Michigan beats Ohio State, he fake dies.
Oh. I am absolutely saying right now, Jim Harbaugh is going to go to Columbus, kick the shit out of Urban Meyer, and Urban Meyer is going to go straight from his press conference to the hospital.
Yeah, that's
and
a
then,
real
like,
problem.
The old like Hollywood, like he went to the hospital for dehydration.
I would love it to be like a Lou Duva scene. Do you remember when Riddick Bowe, it was like Galata and Lou Duva was getting carried out in the stretcher, they kept dropping him. It's like on goal. That was like, I'd like to see a mayhem of people and just dropping Urban
Meyer. And I have no problem with the Ohio State players. I actually don't have a problem with a lot of their fans. Like Big Ev, I think the majority of Ohio State fans are very honest about it. Like, yeah, we're kind of stuck with this
that's
guy.
That's the kiss up tour as we start heading there.
No. But I said this. Earlier. Like, because people were like, "Oh, you're health shaming Urban Meyer." I was like, "Hell yes, I am." But
people were saying like, legitimately.
Yeah.
Like,
oh yeah.
Like,
oh yeah.
My
but
God.
Those are the only fans, Ohio State fans, because most Ohio State fans they know like. What? This is ridiculous. Urban's ridiculous.
Big Ev,
but we're stuck with
it.
Him. And I'm like, okay, that's fine. That's an okay thing.
With any school like that, with any fan base, it would be the same at Michigan. It's Penn State. You have the nutty wackos who they'll
the
do.
Cult numbers.
They will. You win games, they don't give a fuck.
But
what
I'd say the
do.
Majority of fans like understand like everything I've talked to Big Ev, some friends I have who went to Ohio State, they're like, look, we're stuck with him. He wins football games.
You're
it's
being
like
very
not, you know.
Big Ev, huh?
Oh, yeah.
How so? At the bagel line today, I heard.
Oh, no, I just saw him. It's.
Would you call that not ugly?
Rivalry week.
Right.
I'm like,
anything goes.
I think I said, hey, fat boy, it's rivalry week.
Yeah, that's.
Now,
ugly.
Dave, what
it
happens?
It is rivalry week.
What happens if Harbaugh.
Just set the tone.
Fat boy.
What happens if Harbaugh doesn't beat Ohio State?
It's a devastating loss.
It's like the most devastating loss.
It's a loss.
That sets back everything that
he's
done.
Loss that,
what's the line?
4. It's a loss that I really can't come back from.
The only thing I'll
it's
say.
It's an indefensible loss.
Oh, wow.
You have to win this
game. That's like a loser gets out of town.
Sort listen, of. This is a game we have to
wait
win.
Wait a minute. To say that Dave like will not even be able to spin zone this, right? Yep. Just put that
no
out there.
No spin zone.
5-6 days early is crazy.
And Kevin, this is. Look,
there's no spin zone. They
Michigan
have to win
is a better
game.
Team than Ohio
they
State.
Should
but here's
win
the thing.
This game?
Michigan, like Ohio State's problem is not Michigan. Like right. The way they lose games, like Maryland was a problem for Ohio State because Maryland was big play offense and Ohio State cannot like defend big play offense. Michigan is run the ball, you know, a little play action. Like they don't do the big time throw the ball down the field 100 times
this,
a game.
This is not about, for me, even X's and O's and Jimmy's and this is for what has gone on in this rivalry and we've mm-hmm. been getting our dick kicked for so long that we are now in a game where
I might have to take Ohio State.
Now we are in a game that we're favored in Columbus. The playoff is on the line. We haven't beat them. We have
do you
to
let,
win this game.
Do you think you're going
to? I think it's going to be very, very, very close.
You going to bet it?
I would not bet it. I would not bet it. If I was not a Michigan or Ohio State, I would take the points. Because most people will say Ohio State is more talent than Michigan. And you got to figure they're going to be ready. We haven't beat them forever.
I'd say the talent's pretty equal.
They have to win this game. They have to. We have to. I have to. Have to win this game.
Wow.
If you don't
relate
it all on the line.
And by the way,
that is.
If you respect women and human decency,
yep. You're rude,
you need us to win the
yep.
game.
Win for humanity.
Quickly, Kansas is in the news for 2 things. Hiring Les Miles, which, by the way, Kansas, they had to know this was going because this is the best Kansas has been in, like, forever to get rid of the current coach. And this is a story that maybe reoccurs every other year. I don't know, but I saw it on my ticker today, and I don't know how it plays, but they have banned Bevo from coming to the game this week.
I like that.
Kansas won't allow Bevo.
Love it. You got to get any edge you can.
But does that, like, do they win one for Bevo?
Texas?
Yeah.
Well, I think Texas probably wins one because it's Kansas.
But do you lay? Yeah, but do you like lay it on?
Yeah, I mean, Tom Herman definitely. Like Tom Herman's a lay it on guy.
First of all, part of me is like I wouldn't even show. Like, well, we don't show without Bevo. Bevo's part of the team.
How do you like enforce that?
They said there's no wild animals or something allowed.
Like, what if you showed up with him? What would happen?
You got
it would
big
be
old
a stare down. Yeah. Big time
and
stare
by
down.
By the way, my money's on Bevo.
Yeah, oh yeah. I love, Dave, I'm sure you agree with me, like Les Miles is college football.
He is.
He needs to be in college football.
I was very glad Michigan didn't get him. I don't think he's a very good coach, but he's, yeah.
And it's going to be so awesome when he runs like a fake field goal down 4 touchdowns to Oklahoma.
Yeah.
It's he like, got him.
Yeah. The most predictable trick play guy.
That still lives. Works.
Yeah.
That still works.
This is brought to you by State and Liberty. Use a promo code RUNDOWN at stateandliberty.com. You get 10% off your first order. The company made that famous jacket that I had that then they sent to everybody. I wonder if they put that in. 4 new winter, meaning the picture of it, or people just remember that coat. They got 4 new winter coats out. State and Liberty is also known for the stretchy, moisture-wicking dress shirts that are best for guys with an athletic build. Very true. If you're in good shape, highly recommend these shirts. All the hockey guys wear them. The dress shirts don't need dry cleaning, so they basically pay for themselves over time. Go to stateandliberty.com. Use the promo code RUNDOWN for 10% off. These guys must be blowing up because I'm starting to see some stores. So
Northern Iowa, our Old Dominion is a loser. Thanks, Tommy.
What's the score?
12-8.
Shit. I doubled too. I took a money line too.
Did he tell you the most like degenerate, like story between the two of us this weekend? He texted me at 11:30 at night on Saturday, being like, "I just got fucked so bad by Yale Memphis," and I was like, "Yeah, I know. I'm watching." It was on my app. I was watching on the app. I was like, "Dude, we were probably the only two people watching."
I absolutely need Old Dominion in that game. That's not even an option.
Tommy, that's not an option.
Condoleezza Rice.
It's not an option, Tommy.
Okay, you okay?
Condoleezza Rice is in the news, being rumored to be in the running or the next head coach for the Cleveland Browns. Adam Schefter reported it. I watched Sunday Night Football. They teased this like Condoleezza Rice being mentioned for the head coach of the Browns. I thought it was a fake Schefter account first.
The
fact that
it felt
people
like the
are
Onion. It felt like
talking about this.
It's such a fucking joke.
It's unbelievable.
Mm-hmm. I mean, there's literally obviously no shot at
the
happens,
Browns.
But the fact that they're even talking about
the fact
this
that the Browns,
is so fucking dumb.
The only thing I can think of, which is different because it happened, where it's like, oh my God, they're actually addressing this, would be McElwain fucking the shark. Like, McElwain had a press conference, I did not fuck
Jim
a shark.
Jim Caldwell had to have a press conference saying he wasn't dead.
like
those situations.
Yeah, it's the Browns addressed it like, we're not interested in Condoleezza Rice as the head coach. Thanks. Thank you.
That
she does want to call a couple plays, though. She's like, I won't want to run the team.
Let her get the headset.
The PR behind that, like...
I'm so sick of Condoleezza Rice. Honestly. She gets rumored for everything.
Go on.
What makes her, like... I know
so
more about
that
football.
She was even in that committee.
Like,
to
she
with.
Gets
she's a
the
football
commissioner
fan,
of the NFL.
So everyone's like, oh, she's a football
Who
fan.
Who cares?
Yeah, no, commissioner. Yeah, she did get rumored for that.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, no, it's true. It's right. It's not. It's a fair point. She's fucking the hot name forever.
It's for everything. Bullshit. It's like, oh, she's gonna be a head coach in college basketball, football. What are we talking about? Why? Yeah.
No, I agree. I agree.
What's she done? I would like.
You
to
know what else she does at Augusta National.
Isn't she like a member or something? Like that? She became a member.
She's a member. Whatever.
She's named for everything.
But like on Sunday, everyone runs there to put their seats down.
You
wake up at 3 o'clock in the morning. You get there. I got there at like 4 o'clock in the morning. Didn't sleep. Condoleezza Rice, because she's a member, gets to go there like when no one's allowed, and she puts a row of seats around the entire 18th green, like four rows deep, 45 people. It's like, who the hell?
So you hate it because she's a woman?
I gotta go to the bathroom.
I hate Condoleezza Rice because
I was kidding.
I mean, it would be anybody. It's like
she's
done
name,
nothing in any of these fields. Yeah, it's like I don't understand.
Yeah.
This F1 crash was insane. Got to show it. Everyone's safe, I guess, right?
No one died. She had to go to surgery, but she's alive. She tweeted like, "I just gotta go to surgery."
Unbelievable.
It was a fucking rocket
what?
Ship. I guess
how do you
had that happen.
In a car
like,
after that.
Yeah. Forget about like race again. I just wouldn't even get in
how
the fucking. Regular car.
Did she, like, how, the turn, did she miss it?
Looked like she missed it.
And then what did she hit? Like, how do you go airborne? She kind of hit, like, the back of one of the other cars and used it as a ramp or something?
I'm going to give.
Because that was a fucking missile.
Yeah. Crazy.
I'm going to give a little movie tip. It's not the newest movie, but if you haven't seen it, Rush. Excellent. F1. Hemsworth. Have you seen it?
No. I know what you're talking about, though.
Very good.
What about
Nicky something's one?
What about Days of Thunder?
Rubin's Racing.
Yeah, Rubin's Racing.
Special Tires.
Watch Rush. If you haven't seen it, there's a Thanksgiving week movie
Davies
for you.
Movie reviews.
Yep. This Russian chick, this is Internet 1.0. She jumps into a frozen river. It says she broke her ankle. I don't think she did. But it's still the thing that about, and it had a little TNA in it. The thing that I don't get is if you're successful, my understanding of how that works is you die. Like, you go underneath and it freezes over you.
No.
That's how I believe.
It doesn't freeze over you.
The whole thing breaks up.
Yeah. You're going to get hypothermia. You could die, but you're not going to be
trapped
underneath it. Well, not in Russia. Yeah, because you're built for that?
Yeah.
I've always lived under the impression you fall in a frozen lake, you're dead.
Well, yeah, a guy like you would panic and die.
It seals.
You would
press up against it.
You'd panic and die because you're not good under pressure.
That type of pressure, no.
No.
Was she trying to break the ice, or she thought that she thought she was going to break through and just be okay?
Right.
Very attractive.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it had a little everything, and the Russians just doing Russian.
And her boyfriend just laughing.
Yeah. I mean, doghouse, bro.
Wild. Ankle not.
I don't think so. I don't think there is a Russian doghouse.
No.
I bet you.
Like
there is,
it seemed like he was just laughing at her, and they were just going to like go out to fucking pierogies after.
Drink some vodka.
And then the last one we got on here, obviously a crazy. Crazy 48 hours or whatever for Tommy. Tommy did the vape video.
All right, as you guys know, trying to build my personal Instagram brand up. First thing I'm gonna try, sick jewel tricks. Gone on you with the pick and roll. Young and flame here in sicko mode.
Make this here with all the ice on. Which he was basically like,
don't act shy now.
I need to get followers.
Don't act shy now.
So he did that to get followers. Fox News.
Has a plan to get followers ever worked?
How many followers have you directly?
About 14,000 on Instagram.
Oh, nice.
You've gained?
Yeah.
What about Twitter?
Went from zero to 14?
Like 11,000 on Twitter.
11,000?
Yeah.
It's legit, man.
It could not have gone any better.
Yeah.
He was like, I'm going to need more followers, so I'm going to make these sick jewel tricks, and boom, 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 more followers.
The first time?
Could not have been any
easier. What's crazier is he did send me the video. He's like, should I put this on mine or the main? Because like, he's like, what if it goes viral? I'm like, Tommy, I don't think we give a fuck about your vape video. Like, knock yourself out. Now, a lot of questions. My thing, which I still totally don't understand, I guess you get the behind the scenes, is how in on this Fox was.
Some people were, some people weren't, though.
Yeah, I think it's mixed. So the girl that reached out to me was like a 25-year-old, I don't know, so low-level producer or something. She
don't
followed
look down on her.
Well, I'm just saying she wasn't like the head producer of the
show. But they thought Tommy Smokes was in reference to
smoking.
Jules.
I don't know what she thought, but I talked to her on the phone. I was like, you know, I like work for Barstool. She's like, yeah, we love that. So she knew. But when I got there, nobody knew. Like, the producer in New York didn't know. The doctor had no idea, and I don't think...
Laura Ingram figured it out pretty quick.
Yeah,
I bet you they do that, though. Like, we're going to book them because we want it to be funny and we'll get attention, but not tell anyone so that it comes off natural.
Yeah.
Because if everyone's in on it, then it becomes kind
of think they knew I would do that, exactly.
I mean, it was
like
great.
You knew you were going to do that.
That
was like Will Ferrell in Old School. Like, he blacked out and just, like, it just happened.
It was so
funny.
That
was the funniest performance of the year.
You know what my favorite part was, Tommy? I don't know if we even talked about it since... My favorite part was when Tom Scabelli came out a little. Like, I gotta pee every 2 minutes. Tom Scabelli came out when they showed your video.
You can't overdose on Jewel, can you?
Wow, that's pretty cool. All right, Tommy, sell me on why these flavored e-cigs shouldn't be regulated, even.
And then went back to you, and you had that little smirk, and then you had
laughing.
To like go. You had to like go to straight face, like in 2 seconds. I was like, "That's Tommy."
I was like, "I can't believe it." Yeah. And it also it ends on me saying, "Can you overdose on Jewel?" And I was like, "How did they not realize? Like, that's maybe a first sign that I may not be a Jewel expert."
I loved like that. That doctor was so serious.
She had the hots for you.
The underdeveloped brains and causing depression. Wet lung. And Tommy just like. No, but I'm cool.
It helps my swag. It helps my drip. I just love walking around. It's really good for getting chicks, too. So, honestly, I started about a year ago, and
What's
I haven't looked back since.
I have a question.
Yeah, Vape God. Vape God. Vape God was such a great hat. Oh,
where did
my
that
God.
Even come from?
He wanted me to put, do you even vape? Bro?
Yeah.
But I was like, I think that's going to be too long. I was like, why don't I just put Vape God?
He came back, and he was like, look what I got, Vape God. And I was like, holy shit, that's perfect.
The SNL skit wasn't even a parody. It was just repeating what you did.
Sure. I got that swag. I got that drip drip.
And our producers have fully vetted you because we bumped Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas to speak with you.
And you made the right choice because my Puff Puff game, dilly dilly.
Wow.
Because the jokes were already written. The writers had to do nothing. They just repeated what Tommy did.
Yeah. The only way, which SNL knew, I mean, I was just surreal that Tommy was like parried on SNL. But it actually doesn't work for SNL at all because they just parried a parody.
That's
like SNL had to act like that was serious, even though they knew it wasn't.
Right.
So it
they just wanted to make fun of
like what Tommy did should have been the original parody. It should have been a serious bit, and then SNL does what Tommy did.
So wait,
correct.
Do you were watching SNL?
Yeah, I was just happened to be watching. It was I just sat on Cedar like
I almost passed that when I saw it.
It was unreal.
It was sent to me. I was like, what?
I got a text. I was walking my dog, and I got a text. Tommy Smokes on SNL, and I was like, what the fuck?
Unbelievable.
And I was like, are you serious? How is this possible?
And it's our boy Pete Davidson. Like, that the whole saga comes full circle.
I finished an episode of Entourage at 11:28, and I was like,
what a wild Saturday
night. Let's see what's on Saturday night.
What happened? Like, what do your parents say?
What time do you go to sleep?
I was under the weather. Like
I
didn't
say, Tommy went to bed like right after.
Yeah,
I
didn't go out. I'm glad ultimately that I haven't gone out or anything. Otherwise, I would have missed it live. But yeah, I went to bed like 2:30.
So what do your parents say?
They were when I texted them Thursday, like, hey guys, like going on Fox News tonight to defend e-cigarettes. They were a little confused, but now they love it. They're like,
Tommy basically belittled me more than I've ever been belittled by someone. When he found out about Fox News, he came up to me. He's like, hey. Fox News wants me on to do this vape segment. Do you think I can do
it? You really think I wasn't going
to
ask Dave?
And I was like, yes, Tommy, you have to do it. And he's like, okay, I'll go ask Dave. And I was like, okay, cool.
Hey.
It was awesome, though. I mean, like, Tommy.
Team Portnoy. That Fordham person, remember that lady who was, like, chirping us, being like, why would anyone go work at Barstool from Fordham? Because Tommy smokes skin powder.
I mean,
the
glow up.
5 minutes later.
It's a ride, Tommy.
I retweeted that original video, which you retweeted.
It
must have been, an anniversary or something when we first...
No, someone just randomly tweeted out. Oh, fun fact, though. 52 weeks ago today, this Monday rundown last year, is when you guys found out that I was in Jamaica doing... announcing for Fordham basketball.
That is when it all started.
And I bet that game, Florida State.
Yeah.
And it's all fun and games, but your main job is luck, and we need Old Dominion right now. It all comes crashing down really fast.
Yeah, nobody gives a fuck about Saturday Live if you can't win these bets.
No.
I know.
No.
I know.
Has everyone? How's everyone's reception?
No.
That would have been like if you invited on Saturday Live. Like, no, I got to sit with Dave because he's got Old Dominion right now.
How's everyone's reception been? There was rumors that maybe Francis was going to be jealous.
No, Francis has been very nice.
I mean, deep down, you know, Francis wants to kill him and everyone in this office for it. Mm-hmm. Francis
perhaps,
is going through some
things. On the exterior, he's been fine.
See, I think it's the perfect way. Like, Barstool was never going to get on SNL except for a way like this, and you're the perfect person.
Where did he get the sweatshirt? It's not a real sweatshirt.
They have a costume department.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wait, what?
They have a costume department.
That, like, they printed it up?
Yeah, they have, like, sewers and stuff.
Because it's not the actual sweater.
No, it's not.
Yeah.
That would have been, I would have, like, come if that was the actual
one. Oh, my God.
It was the actual ones, the Team Portland.
Yeah, could you imagine?
Yeah. No, I would have come.
Well, I guess we can now imagine.
Yeah, you may not want to.
Yeah, I don't think so. Tommy might.
Right.
Well, Tommy's seen it before.
Tommy's playing his cards.
No.
Massively.
And Tommy just remembers.
You know, it validated.
I think he's,
the
world is coming to him.
The man is an actor.
An actor.
He can get whooped on as the Bronco and spanked and sodomized by Dan, and then he can turn around and
sodomized.
I said it. People laughed when I said I'm an actor. Look at me now.
No, Save you did. Frank I mean, ball, you. Yeah.
Watch out.
The
all,
I, what I say when you came back from doing the Laura Ingraham show, I was like, it was an A plus. It would have been an A plus plus.
I mean,
you got
you came
kite
up with
out.
Those terms. I was like, the Colossus of
cloud.
You just came up with that on the spot.
Yeah, there's nothing cooler than blowing a fat cloud like that. They call me the Colossus of Cloud.
We did a run through.
Got it.
Yeah. where PFT was the
well
doctor
executed.
And I was Laura Ingraham.
It was really well executed.
They use Fox News has those two kids that are trolls.
They're
that
on
they
all the time.
Yeah, that are on to be trolls. So maybe that's your new thing.
Dude, if you were just a millennial,
I'm looking it's like kid.
Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you. I was just saying before it's over, do you want to see the Barstool book cover.
Look at this guy. Promo.
Get a blanket
promo.
Too. Get a blanket while you're at it.
Well, I don't know where the blankets
are.
Yeah. But
so we have Black Friday is coming up, everybody. Caleb's been working on a magazine.
Oh, wow. That's incredible.
That's brilliant.
But that is
so,
incredible.
Listen, so we have a book. It's 120.
Did
like
you see it?
You're not gonna like
did
it.
Did you see it?
It's 120.
Show Tommy.
He'll like half of it.
Yeah, he will not like.
Listen, so we have a hardback book coming. It's 129 pages.
Very
and you let me kind of run. You kind of let me do it. You kind of didn't overlook me as much as you know you might normally with a project. But this is the cover, and I think
it's not bad.
We have mics.
on the right hand here, Gross Dave. On the left in the mirror,
this is like
the glow-up god.
This
Dave
is like Portland. The, what's his, the Stuart Smalley or whatever, like, people like you, look at you.
I'm torn on it.
It's not actually, it's not a real shot. It wasn't intended as a shot.
The nose and the ball spot are extra.
I mean, that is a very, you look so, you look
you
look
so
bad.
That nose is extra long.
You look like the ugly, you look like the ugliest dude in Guess Who.
I mean, that is, as always, this is like, well, yeah, but I look good now, so who cares?
But there's
but
inside Dave, he knows that if
this
he loses
is the real
it,
you.
Here's the thing, Kevin.
If he ever gets
Kevin,
poor,
yeah, if he loses enough Old Dominion bets,
yeah,
he's back to
thing.
Fucking green shirt
you're
Dave.
You're not good looking, you're just rich. If you lose your money,
you're back to green shirt Dave.
I feel like that's something that it's like, oh, that's Barstool.
That's you. That's you if you lose Old Dominion.
Who did this?
Trick
did
this.
I gotta be honest. I'm not even thinking on that. It's like I've never gotten a cover of anything.
I know this is gonna be.
So it's like I finally got a cover.
Right. This is gonna be a big ticket item, and this
like,
is what's
like
be
no matter what I'm in. I've been in like there are people do articles on me, and every time it's like where's it gonna be? And it's like I can't get a cover. Like they won't put me on the cover.
Well, you got one now. Sorry? Your boy CP did it for you, and this is it.
Friday, Black Friday.
Go buy it.
Kind of a mean cover.
Buy as many as you can.
We're all the way to mean?
You should buy two, maybe frame one, put it up on the wall.
Can we put that on a shirt?
Yeah, definitely.
I'd like to sell that on a shirt.
Maybe, I actually think we should just do
the
shirt.
Dude, it's really taking it. I mean, it's grotesque what you are on the left.
That bald spot looks like somebody took a chunk out of you.
Yeah,
and
the nose. And
the nose is
look
extra,
at the nose.
Extra pointy.
And you weren't that fat.
Have you seen the picture?
Yeah.
And the pigeon toes. It's a very accurate.
Well, program. The pigeon toes are still.
I'm just looking in the mirror.
You look good. Yeah.
Just looking in the mirror. I got a cover.
Spin zone, baby.
Good job, Caleb.